This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Reuters reports that the Chicago Tribune Company is about to be broken up. Looks like it's going to sell the newspapers. The Chicago Tribune has been around since 1847. But now the Tribune Company, as it comes out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy, is going to do a bit of a makeover and become more of a TV company rather than a newspaper company. It's looking to sell the newspaper holdings. Lisa, as a former newspaper reporter, I imagine this might make you a little bit sad to see perhaps the end of the Tribune, at least as we know it.
Yes and no. I think it offers hope that the Tribune might get a better owner because it's had a rough few years ever since the real estate magnate Sam Zell took over about 4 or 5 years ago and, according to this article, saddled this article we've read about the sale.
He messed things up, basically.
Yeah, he took on a lot of debt right about the time that the whole newspaper industry took a downturn and advertising revenue fell. So it's been a rough time. And, you know, some investors like Warren Buffett are seeing newspapers as a good investment. So maybe this will, let's hope it'll be good because, yeah, I mean, the Tribune Company owns some major market newspapers, not just the Chicago Tribune, but the Baltimore Sun and the Orlando Sentinel in Florida. Some well-known papers, and it would be a shame to see them decline in quality or fall into fall under bad management.
Well, the article from Reuters, as you mentioned, said that Warren Buffett might be someone who's interested, but someone else who might be interested is Rupert Murdoch, and that's where the concern really comes in. I remember the columnist, the famous Chicago newspaper columnist Mike Royko, swore he would never write for the Chicago Tribune. And then when Rupert Murdoch bought the Chicago Sun-Times, Royko was left choosing the lesser of two evils, and he jumped over to the Tribune.
Yeah, I'd hate to see Rupert Murdoch buy the Tribune also. But it's only because he owns everything else, you know.
He might turn it into a tabloid, or who knows what he'll do with it.
Yeah, he might well. It's a little regrettable that, the Tribune has been reduced to, first of all, filing bankruptcy in the first place and then, coming out and deciding they're going to try and sell off the newspaper holdings. I have to say, from a corporate point of view, it seems like a pretty sensible thing to do. What I hope they do, and it's just a sort of a sentimental wish on my part, is, I hope that they change the name of the company after they've sold the Tribune to something other than Tribune Corporation, to kind of put a little distance between themselves and the newspaper. But that might not be a very good business decision either, so I don't know. But it's too bad that they've been reduced to having to do this. But it just shows, I guess, how tenuous the future is for print newspapers.
Well, it's also iffy for television, I would think. And it seems like this is what the Tribune Corporation wants to do, is get into television and really promote their superstation, WGN America. It seems as though the upcoming generations watch television less and less. They find other ways of watching whatever programs they want to watch. So is it really wise to put all your eggs into the cable TV basket?
Well, perhaps not, but I'll say that it seems to me, TV being an electronic medium, it's a little closer to, I know what we're all dancing around is everybody's using the internet to get TV programming and stuff now. Television is more like using a computer than reading a newspaper is like using a computer. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's probably their idea behind that whole transition from a newspaper company to a TV company. But who knows where we'll be in 10 years, and they can say they're going to get into TV now, and they may well be doing that. But, I think if they're into TV, they'll be able to evolve into whatever comes next easier.
Yeah, and that what they may need to do is is actually create programming, create content.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Yeah, is to have something worth watching, and however people watch it.
Sounds like they have strong TV. Their TV business is still strong, even though TV viewership is changing. Viewer habits are changing. They have WGN, and then they have another TV network in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, or TV stations in those big markets that reach, according to this, 80% of U.S. households.
As long as we're talking about the Tribune, Robert Feeder in Time Out Chicago reported that the Tribune and the six other newspapers still owned by the Tribune Company at this point are dropping the services of the Associated Press. It's getting tougher and tougher, I think, for the AP. Also, you see a big corporation like this dropping the AP service, I think smaller stations are finding, I'm talking broadcasting stations in this case, smaller broadcasting stations are finding the ways to save money. And one thing is to drop the AP and perhaps really focus on that hyper-local and not worry about what's provided by the statewide or national service with the AP.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what kind of financial drain AP would be on the Tribune Company, but it's...
I would imagine the AP's charging them quite a bit.
I would expect, yeah. And you know, it could be a good money-saving maneuver on their part, but...
$9 million a year, according to the column. And that's why they're going with Reuters, which is about $4 or $5 million a year. So it was all... It was to save money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but the AP, I mean, it used to be everybody had AP or UPI.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
UPI has fallen by the wayside for the most part, I believe. And I just wonder, you know, we talk about the future of newspapers, and we've been talking, you know, about the future of the Tribune. What about the future of the AP? Does it have a future in this multimedia world where a lot of... people are getting news from other sources, and perhaps even news organizations can find other sources to get news that's outside their immediate market if they need to get that sort of news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I expect that the advantage Reuters, for example, would have over AP is that it's not quite so nationally oriented. I've always perceived Reuters as being kind of a global entity, you know, and I suppose one thing that might likely happen down the line is somebody like Al Jazeera or something could come and absorb AP and, you know, run it very similarly to the way it is now, but it would gradually sort of be absorbed into the whole Al Jazeera family, which I guess is growing also, so...
I think this is a big loss for the readers of the Tribune newspapers because especially as newspapers close their bureaus around the world, AP is there with internet, you know, world news and gets to places that maybe the staffs don't cover at the metros anymore. And so it's going to be, you know, less to read in the paper.
Yeah, we'll see if Reuters can serve as a suitable replacement if there continues to be a Tribune or in whatever form it might continue to be in. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.